Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Ted Tewksbury, chief executive officer for Integrated Device Technology. The company trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol is IDTI. Thanks for joining us today, Ted.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of IDTI for some of our listeners here who are new to the story.
Sure. Well, IDT has been around for 30 years now. We started off as an SRAM company, and I think there are still a lot of folks who associate us with SRAM, but we have completely transformed ourselves over the past couple of years to a leading supplier of semiconductor solutions that are used in communications, computing, and consumer devices. And I think the best way to think about the company is that we develop silicon solutions that connect digital systems like processors and memory with the world around them. And that includes human interfaces that enrich the user experience. So if you think about any electronic device, whether it's your notebook computer or your cell phone, your iPad, your TV, all of those devices have some sort of a microprocessor or some kind of an electronic brain in them. Obviously, the brain wouldn't be much use if it couldn't interact with the other parts of the system and interact with the world around it, including you and me. And so that's where IDT comes in. We provide the heart and the nervous system that connect the brain to the other chips in the system and with the real world that we experience through sight, sound, and touch. And so the heartbeat of any electronic system is the silicon clock. If you think of the processor as the brain, then the clock is really the heart. It generates the electrical pulses that synchronize the flow of information between all the parts of the system. And IDT is the world leader in silicon timing. Our products are used in communications, computing, and consumer applications. And we're number one in the world in each one of those segments. And, you know, timing, as they say, is everything. If it weren't for the clock, the chips wouldn't be able to talk intelligibly with each other. And as processors go faster and data rates increase, timing is becoming increasingly important. So we're the world leader in clocks. We're also the world leader in switches and interface products that connect the parts of the system. So we make it possible for the chips to interface with each other, to talk with each other, and understand each other. Now, the new IDT really expands that leadership so that we're not just connecting chips within a system, but we're also connecting those systems with the real world, with people. And so we're developing new technologies, including video, audio, and touch technologies, which you touched on with our announcement of our new touch technology. So let me talk about that.
Yeah, certainly, please.
Yeah, on Tuesday, we announced a revolutionary new touchscreen technology. And, again, this plays right into our strategy of connecting people to electronics through sight, sound, and touch. This new technology uses a single layer of indium tin oxide, which is the constituent material used in these touch sensors, as opposed to three ITO layers that are used by our competitors. What that means is that we can produce a touchscreen at much lower cost, much lower power, and with much greater responsiveness. So you touch it, it reacts immediately with no delay. In addition to that new touchscreen technology, we've also been introducing new audio products. Our products are used in the most discriminating applications. For example, you've probably heard of the HP Beats-branded notebooks. You've probably seen it advertised on TV by Dr. Dre. Well, those notebooks use IDT's audio codecs, which have the highest fidelity in the world. And then to support the sight interface, we have a business focused on video products for monitors, computers, TVs. We have a technology that's called Hollywood Quality Video, or HQV, and basically that technology can take video from any source, clean it up, and make it look just phenomenal. This is important because more and more people are getting their video in streaming form from the internet, often in very highly compressed, low-quality formats like YouTube. And our HQV technology can take that, clean it up, and make it look wonderful. So think of the new IDT as the company that connects processors to people. And anywhere there's a processor, there's a big opportunity for IDT.
Certainly, and you're also being used now by Dolphin, and as well as some other companies for some of your other network and cloud computing solutions.
Yes, that's right. What you're referring to is a design win for one of our Gen 2 PCI Express switches.
Right.
PCI Express is a standard that's used for interconnect in servers and communications equipment. Servers are one of our target markets. We sell PCI Express switches into servers. We also have timing solutions, memory interface solutions, and more recently we have flash controllers, signal integrity products, temperature sensors, and power management products. This is very significant because our strategy is to be the leading system solution provider for each one of our target segments. And servers is one of those target markets. As you know, one of the major trends in the industry today is cloud computing. And more enterprises are offloading their computing and their storage to data centers that are accessed over the internet. And they're doing that to lower their costs and increase their flexibility. That is going to be an enormous driver for IDT's server business. These data centers now need more servers with higher performance, lower power, more virtualization. Those are the attributes that are enabled by IDT's analog and digital technology. So the PCI Express Gen 2 design win that you referred to with Dolphin is one of many examples of those kinds of opportunities.
Well, great. I appreciate you going over some of the recent news and talking a little bit about some of the trends in your sector. And so what would you say, Ted, makes IDTI unique from some of the players in the sector?
What's most unique about IDT is the fact that, unlike most of our competitors who are offering general-purpose, standalone components for these applications, IDT takes a very application-focused, solutions-oriented view. We have just four target applications that we're focused on. One of them is servers, which I just talked about. The other is wireless infrastructure. These are the base stations that you see along the highway that enable your cellular telephone calls to go through. The third application is displays and video equipment, and then the fourth is mobile multimedia. For each one of those applications, as I mentioned, we don't develop just isolated standalone products. We really address our customers' systems from a holistic view and develop complete portfolios of products that enable them to solve their whole problem. You already saw one example in the case of servers where I rattled off a long list of products that we have targeted for that application. The same thing with displays. We have the industry's most comprehensive portfolio of solutions that goes behind the glass in a notebook computer or a TV or a monitor. Likewise, in wireless infrastructure, we are the sole provider in the world of the very high-performance switches called rapid I/O switches that enable those systems to operate. So every time there's a fourth generation or an LTE base station shipped, IDT has significant content in those base stations. I think you're probably aware of the explosion of data traffic that's happening right now in wireless infrastructure. And the solution that's going to enable all that traffic is what's called LTE, long-term evolution. These systems are fourth-generation systems that are being rolled out by Verizon, AT&T, and others. There was a report last week by ABI Research that said that 60% of the world's population would be connected via LTE by 2015. So that is driving enormous growth of our base station business. As I said, we have $50 worth of IC content in each one of these base stations as a result of our rapid IO switching technology, our RF products, our leadership in timing. And then the fourth target application is mobile multimedia. And here's where we are really focused on user interfaces. So the touch technology that we talked about is enabling more advanced user interfaces for portable consumer. We also have our audio technologies, our video technologies. And what's very exciting and new for the company is our power management, our battery management, and our wireless charging technologies, which we're building up here, which will greatly increase the battery life of these devices. So those are the four major drivers. It's mobile multimedia, wireless infrastructure, servers, and video. Those are the same forces that many other companies are talking about driving their businesses. If you listen to John Chambers, he'll tell you that video, mobility, and cloud computing are really what's driving Cisco. So we're in the right place at the right time with the right products to be able to leverage all of these drivers. And our solutions focus really separates us from all the other companies that are competing in the same space.
Well, good answer, Ted. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience and talk a little bit about the management team at IDT.
Sure. My background is technical. I received my PhD from MIT in analog circuit design. As you know, analog, it deals with real-world signals like sight, sound, and touch as opposed to digital bits of information, ones and zeros. I spent a good deal of my career working for some of my what are now my top competitors. So I spent a decade working for Analog Devices, worked about 6 years for Maxim Integrated Products, where I built their high-speed data converter business, worked with IBM Microelectronics, where I built their silicon germanium RF business. And before I came to IDT, I was president and chief operating officer of AMI Semiconductor. So most of my background is in analog IC design and business development. I am well known across the industry for building startup enterprises within larger companies, some very successful businesses in my past. I came here to IDT 2.5 years ago. One of the reasons I came to IDT was because of the very strong digital strengths that this company had. You might ask, well, why did an analog engineer come to a digital company? But that really is the crux of the value proposition. While many other companies are offering just isolated analog products or isolated digital products, IDT offers both analog and digital. We call ourselves the analog and digital company. So we're building that through a combination of IDT's strong digital heritage combined with my analog experience and my analog network. Since coming to the company, I have hired an all-star team comprised of some of the industry's most valuable players. I hired a general manager out of Freescale, who his name is Armand Nagavi. He previously ran the analog business at Freescale as well as at Intercell and Analog Devices. Our CTO was previously the general manager who ran the non-portable power business at Maxim. We also hired one of Analog Devices' two senior fellows. There are only two in the whole company. We hired one of them. He came over here with his entire team, and he's developing analog and power management products for IDT. So right now we have one of the strongest analog design teams in the industry. actually over two-thirds of our engineering population is now are now analog and mixed signal experts. That represents over 1,350 years of cumulative analog and power management experience that we have in this company today, whereas we had virtually nothing 2.5 years ago. So we have completely transformed the profile of IDT from a niche digital product supplier focused predominantly on memories into a leading analog-intensive mixed-signal solutions provider.
Great. And so what are some of the other goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, our goal right now is to grow this company to over $1 billion in revenue. And the way we've been doing that is by initiating a tremendous number of new product categories in support of those four applications that we talked about. When I came to the company, our served available market, our SAM, was about $2 billion. Today, as a result of some of the new product categories that I talked about, we're at a $5 billion SAM. So that gives us the opportunities that we need to be able to hit our $1 billion target in the next several years. So in the past 2.5 years, we've really built the team. We've built the new product development engine. We've been introducing, we've been doubling new product introductions year over year. I have a mandate here at IDT that says we won't introduce any product unless it's a world's first or a world's best. And we've been adhering to that mandate. The new product engine has allowed us to more than double our SAM, as I talked about. We have a whole new sales team here. New senior VP of sales who's been increasing our design wins by 30% a year. We've got a new marketing team that's getting the word out on the new IDT, and the financial results are really starting to show now. In the first 6 months of this fiscal year, so from March to September, our revenue grew by 20%, which is about twice our peer group. Our gross margin that we reported in September was 57%. That was up 7 percentage points year over year and represents our GAAP gross margin represented a 10-year high. So we're very proud of that. We reported EPS in September of 19 cents a share, which was more than double what it was 2 quarters earlier. So the team is executing really phenomenally, and there's been enormous progress over the last 2.5 years. So right now we've got a good strategy. The engine is built, and it's really a question of executing on that strategy and getting our revenue to $1 billion.
Great. And so when it comes to investors and the financial community, Ted, do you believe that the IDT story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
I do not believe that the IDT story is being appreciated or recognized by investors. I think we have a challenge at IDT in that we've been around for 30 years, and investors still associate IDT with SRAM. Those who are perhaps a little bit more up to speed may associate us with memory interfaces, where we're also number one, or perhaps with timing. But we've been working very, very hard over the past year to get the word out on the new IDT and all these new product categories that we're working on. Also trying to get the word out on the system solution approach, which really distinguishes us from competitors. But it's hard to change people's view when you've got a 30-year history to overcome. The good news for investors, though, is that IDT today, since it is undervalued, represents an outstanding value. And so it's really a great time to buy IDT stock. We are certainly buying IDT stock. We have a very aggressive share buyback program. In fact, for this year, for 2010, we will buy back enough shares to reduce our outstanding share count by 10%. So we're certainly putting our money where our mouths are, and we're out in the market every day buying back IDT shares.
Well, that's a very key point. And so once again, joining us today is Ted Tewksbury, CEO for Integrated Device Technology. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is IDTI. Is currently trading at $7.20 a share. The market cap is $1.1 billion. And we were just discussing the company introducing the world's first single-layer multi-touch projected captive screen technology, as well as some of the trends in cloud computing. And so before we conclude, Ted, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Integrated Device Technology as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we are number one in the world in silicon timing, switching, and interfaces. These are ubiquitous product categories that are used in virtually all electronics worldwide. We are becoming the leading provider of analog intensive mixed signal solutions for the communications, computing, and consumer markets. We have a strong operating model with significant operating leverage and cash flow generation. And as I outlined, Juan, we're in the right place at the right time with the right products to benefit from some strong secular growth drivers. Our server business is being driven by the trend of cloud computing. Our wireless business is being driven by the fourth generation LTE rollouts that are happening right now. Our display business is being driven by an explosion of new video applications, including high definition and 3D. And then our multimedia business is being driven by new mobile devices with advanced user interfaces. So as I pointed out, this is paying off in strong financial results. Revenue is up 20% for the first half of this fiscal year. Gross margins of 57%, highest GAAP gross margin in 10 years. Our EPS doubled in the past 6 months. So I believe the stock is undervalued, and we're certainly buying our shares aggressively, and I can't think of a better place to invest your money right now.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Ted, and update our investors on IDTI.
Thanks for having me, Juan.